What's up, everybody? My name is David EJ Berger. You can find me at Carl Jr. on Twitter, and welcome to Training Camp Dialed In. I'll be featuring phone calls with NFL writers and reporters from the actual sidelines of camp. And moving forward, guess what? This is true. Virtual season is over, folks. I'll be getting their inside knowledge from the sidelines once again about the teams they cover from a fantasy perspective. This is the place to be all month long, as I'm bringing you 3 to 4 shows per week filled with football knowledge that's going to help you win your leagues this season. So you need to subscribe to the Dynasty Happy Hour feed, the exclusive home of this super short run, yet super essential podcast for the month of August. Somehow, some way, this little podcast that could keeps on rolling. We've been battling heat waves, crying babies, loud cats, loud neighbors. But nothing has stopped us. We are deep into August. I feel like we're over halfway done. We are. Oh my God. I'm going to keep going as far as I can. As long as someone will talk to me, I will hit the record button. And we are back today, taking a short hop from my Los Angeles studio. Well, home office, okay? A quick drive down the 10 to Arizona. The Kyler Murray-led Arizona Cardinals have several players that you, me, everybody are interested in. Well, lucky for you, I got the inside scoop. That's the point of the show. I dialed up Darren Urban. He's covered this team for 21 years. Come on. This guy knows his Cardinals. He's the senior writer for azcardinals.com. You can find him at Cards Chatter on Twitter. He's about to deliver the definitive guide to the 2020 Arizona Cardinals. Kyler, Drake, D-Hop, Edmonds, Fitz, Cliff, Kirk, Keyshawn. All right, maybe I went one too far there. But did I? Well, we're about to find out. What are we waiting for? Let's bring him on. Ladies and gentlemen, Darren Urban.
Darren,
hey, this is David.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Doing good.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for talking with me. I really do appreciate it. I know this is a crazy, a hectic, and a fun time of year for you, so appreciate you taking a few minutes to chat some fantasy with us.
No problem.
This Cardinals team has a lot of fantasy gamers fired up with dreams of glory from the myriad of ways this offense could help them win.
Well, I mean, I think what you're looking at when you're talking about the Arizona Cardinals is a team that, you know, went through a kind of a metamorphosis as they went through last year. There's no question that Cliff Kingsbury tried to come in running a lot of 10 personnel like he did in college and execute the offense in such a way, and it didn't quite work the way he was hoping. I think part of that had to do with personnel. But as the season went on, they started using the tight end a little bit more. They definitely ran the ball better than I think a lot of teams expected or a lot of people expected. Part of that was getting Kenyon Drake in there, who I think was a better fit with Kyler Murray and what Cliff Kingsbury was trying to do. And part of it was the, you know, willing to be able to do it. And so you've got this offense now that, quite frankly, that makes a lot of sense to make sure you're still running the ball and using Kenyon Drake like you did at the end of last year. But having added DeAndre Hopkins, it gives you, I think it gives Cliff Kingsbury a little bit more flexibility with how he wants to do it. And I guess that's a long way of saying, I don't know exactly what we're going to be seeing with this offense once the games actually start. You know, do I think he's going to go back to using all 10 personnel a ton of the time? I wouldn't think so, just because, you know, he was so effective with what they did at the end of last season. But having Hopkins in there and upgrading the receiving personnel like they did, I think he's got options to do that on a game-by-game basis if that's what he chooses.
Before we move on and talk more about 2020, let's take a little step back and look at 2019 a little bit more. This offense came into last year with a lot of expectations, and after that rocky start, like you mentioned, they saw a lot of improvement, finishing the year at 16th in total points, 21st in total yards, and a surprising 22nd in total plays run. People really expected them to be higher there. While Cliff Kingsbury's pass game was expected to be the headliner, they actually finished 18th in attempts and 24th in yards. It was actually the run game that got things working for the Cardinals. Fantasy Echo Chamber has really bought into the Cardinals as a run team, but this team did run 67% of its plays with 3 and 4 wide receivers on the field. So I'm not wholly sure what to believe. You've talked about this a little bit, but are we expecting this run-first scheme in 2020? Or, you know, Hopkins is there now. How do you think this is going to play out?
Well, I don't know if I'd necessarily say, even with all the success they had last year, I don't know if I'd necessarily say they were running first. I think they realized, though, that the running game helped them. And quite frankly, with David Johnson struggling the way he did early on last season, because even when he was playing, it wasn't quite the same as what they wanted. And having a change to Kenyon Drake, I think that had a big impact on what they were doing and how they were doing it. But like you said, you know, you're going to have multiple receivers. They're going to want to throw the ball. Cliff Kingsbury wants to throw the ball. That's who he is. That's not necessarily going to change. And again, the hope with DeAndre Hopkins is that becomes better. The hope is that Kyler Murray in his second year is that much better equipped to be successful. I mean, you mentioned some of the ways they ranked in terms of passing yards or yards per throw and all those things, and it's one of those things where I think a lot of it had to do with Kyler Murray being a rookie. And then again, last year their best receiver was Larry Fitzgerald, and I think Fitz still has a lot to give this game, and I still think he can be a very effective receiver. But if you're using him as number two or even number a 2B with Christian Kirk, I think you're in much better shape. And that was the whole thing of why they went after DeAndre Hopkins is to not be in a place where Larry Fitzgerald is the guy you're expecting to be your top guy, because he just isn't in a place in his career anymore where he's going to frighten a lot of defenses a certain amount of yards down the field. Well, DeAndre Hopkins can do that, and if Christian Kirk is healthy, and Christian Kirk was battling a bad ankle sprain most of last season that he played through, you know, if you can get these guys all healthy, then you feel like you're in a much better place throwing the ball and being more effective in that way.
Do you expect a top 10 rush attack again? And I think they were top 3 in yards per attempt.
Well, they set a franchise record for 5 yards a carry last year, which is an amazing total, especially with as much shrapnel as the offensive line has taken, you know, from people that analyze this stuff over the years. They stayed healthy on the offensive line for the most part. That helped them. Again, I think they have a good chance. You know, if you're running a rushing offense that, you know, has the potential of Kyler Murray running it at any point or giving it off or whatever, I mean, that just changes the dynamic. I mean, look what happened in Baltimore when there's a chance Lamar Jackson is going to run the ball. And you worry about, you know, quarterbacks getting hurt in those regards, but I think Kyler Murray did an excellent job last year, and he always has, given his size his whole life. He understands the idea of getting down and sliding. I mean, for the amount of times he ran and was under pressure last year, he got hit very, very little. And he understands the game from that perspective. So if he can continue to be smart like that, yeah, I think they can. Whether they're going to, you know, I don't think anybody's going to confuse them as a team again that's going to run first and second down every time, but they're going to be effective running the football as long as they stay healthy on the offensive line and in the backfield. And, you know, I start looking around this team and I see, you know, if you're coming to line of scrimmage and they're using, let's say they use 3 wide receivers and a tight end, and the 3 receivers are Kirk and Fitz and Hopkins, and you've got Drake in the backfield, and on any given play, out of the shotgun, Kyler Murray could run a read option with Drake. He could run a pass run option. He could, you know, throw it to Kirk deep. He can find Hopkins pretty much on any level. He can get Fitz intermediate. I mean, I think they, again, if they do it the right way, they put defenses in a lot of bad positions just because they have so many different ways they can go.
Excellent stuff, Darren. Thank you so much. Quarterback Kyler Murray is a rising star. Let's talk a little bit more about him. I think the dude is an absolute baller, and he is so elusive, like you mentioned. The NFL awarded him the Offensive Rookie of the Year last year. He's great for this team in real-life football, but for fake football, I think drafters are hoping he unlocks a ceiling both through the air and on the ground, as he only totaled 20 passing TDs in year one with 12 interceptions eating into those points. He did, however, have over 3,700 yards through the air and a quiet 544 yards and 4 touchdowns on the ground. Is there any chance we could see a Lamar Jackson-like rise in year two?
Well, again, I know a lot of people are expecting that, and I do think he's got the ability to do that given, again, the weapons he now has and the confidence of a full year under his belt. That kind of rise, you know, it depends on what you're expecting out of that rise. I mean, if you're expecting what Lamar Jackson did, both, you know, in terms of actual tangible statistics. You know, is Kyler Murray going to run for 800, 900, 1,000 yards? I don't know if that's the direction they really want to go in. Kyler Murray runs when he obviously there'll be some play calls for him, but he runs when he has to. When he's passing the ball, he'd much rather pass it than scramble for something else. I don't think he's a huge fan of saying, I'm looking for 1,000 yards rushing, because he knows, you know, the risk he's taking every time he carries the ball. So I do think he can improve on that rushing yard total, again, because of what defenses are going to be worrying about otherwise. Through the air, I do think he has a chance to make a big jump. If for no other reason, he's going to have a number one wide receiver that he didn't have last year, and he knows what's going on. I mean, I think he stayed pretty well. He threw a couple picks late in the season that made his total go up, but he's pretty smart with a football. His turnovers weren't terrible last year. He barely fumbled the ball at all, which was really impressive. So, yes, I think between that, being smarter, I do expect his touchdown passes to go up. I do expect his yardage to potentially go significantly up, both with the pace that the Cardinals want to play with, and again, adding Hopkins to the mix of what they have.
You mentioned that pace. You know, this is a team that I think, especially going into last year, everyone expected to be one of the highest, you know, totals in terms of play volume in the league. Are they looking to really move up that pace in year two?
You know, from what we've heard, yes. I mean, Jordan Phillips, the defensive lineman who came in from the Bills, was just talking the other day, especially being on the defensive side, he's like, I've never been around an offense with this kind of pace to it. Again, we'll see what happens. I think the thought process is that they can definitely improve that over what they were doing last year and improve their play total. You know, their wide receivers coach, David Rye, was saying something similar, that they want to play with that kind of speed. But as we saw last year, again, when at this point, when we were going into it, we were expecting four wides and this and that, and that is not what we saw by the time the year was over. So the one thing I really like about Cliff Kingsbury is he doesn't have a big ego. He is perfectly willing to admit what he wants to do or what he's trying to do isn't working, and he's willing to change. And so that ability to be flexible, that ability to adapt to what is and isn't working, I think will play to the Cardinals' advantage. And again, I think they have some thoughts going into the year in terms of doing some of that. Is that what they're going to look like in week 8? We'll have to see, because as I said, he's proven he'll change some things up if it's not working to make sure they're doing things that can actually win games.
You mentioned the wide receivers coach talking about this offense. Let's use that as a transition to talk about the guys Kyler will be throwing to next. Fantasy headliner DeAndre Hopkins comes over from Houston, and he's been a bit of a surprising divisive prospect in the fantasy echo chamber, with some analysts fading Hopkins' potential and other analysts not overthinking it and saying Kyler plus D-Hop equals wheels up. I think I'm in the latter on those two. But from your perspective, how does Hopkins fit in, and what can we expect from him?
I think that's another one. And this is where it kills, where you don't have preseason games to kind of get a sense of what they want to do, and where it kills a little bit where you don't get to watch them a lot in the off season. You're not exactly sure how that's going to go. And unfortunately for Hopkins, he's missed a little bit of practice time with a hamstring issue. I do expect DeAndre Hopkins to be their top wide receiver statistically. Now, how that plays out, I don't know. At one point earlier this year, somebody asked Kyler Murray if he could see a scenario where those top three wide receivers all got 1,000 yards. Now, I've been covering this team long enough that I actually covered the Cardinals in 2008 when they did have the last NFL team to have three guys with 1,000 receiving yards, with Fitzgerald and Bolden and Steve Breston. And, that was just a totally different situation. That team, which ended up making it to the Super Bowl, that team didn't have a running game for the vast majority of the year. They leaned so much on the pass. And the main reason, actually, they made it to the Super Bowl was they kind of rediscovered a running game in the postseason. So I'm not a big believer in, that they're going to have these three 1,000-yard receivers. And, I personally think, and while I do think Hopkins gets to 1,000 yards, I personally think if you asked me if there was more chance of them having three 1,000-yard receivers or having no receivers with 1,000 yards, I would lean towards the latter just because of the number of different targets they have. I mean, I could see them having three guys with 900 yards more than three guys with 1,000 yards because they spread it around so much. But ultimately with Hopkins, yeah, you're going to want to get him as targets, but are you having defenses, you know, completely concentrate on them and then leaving Larry Fitzgerald one-on-one in battles that he could still win at this age? And Christian Kirk, again, if he stays healthy, are you being able to find him down the field? And where does Kenyon Drake fit in, not just in the running game, but in the passing game? You know, he had 28 catches in 8 games last year, and they think his abilities to impact the passing game could even go up further.
Well, I think Hopkins faders are taking a small victory lap right now, Darren, but that's okay. I might be on the other side of that, but you know, we all have our touts. All right, after Hopkins, it's a fun and explosive but mixed bag of guys. Fantasy Hall of Famer Larry Fitzgerald still around. There's Christian Kirk, who made strides in year 2. Lots of Dynasty gamers love Andy Isabella. Trent Sherfield had some moments for this team. Even deeper on the depth chart are former draft process touts in Hakeem Butler and Keyshawn Johnson, who had a little success last year. Any flashes from these guys in camp? And how does this hierarchy break down after Hopkins?
Well, I mean, I don't think there's any question that you have your top three in Hopkins and Fitzgerald and Kirk. And then after that, again, we'll have to see how some of this goes. You know, I think they saw some things early last year out of Isabella and Keyshawn especially, and various reasons that, you know, they kind of took it in the shorts a little bit as the season went on, not necessarily to those, you know, to saying those guys can't be successful. I think Isabella hit a little bit of a wall. Keyshawn Johnson got off to a decent start, and I think they thought highly of him, but then they signed Michael Crabtree, and I think that kind of derailed some things and kind of set him back a little bit. So, you know, I think we'll kind of have to see how that plays out. I would expect one of those guys, those two guys in particular, to emerge as a fourth receiver. You know, which one, don't know. And again, that's where not having the preseason games really kills you, because I don't know how much you're really going to be able to tell of where they are in their process. And if you know you have those other three guys first, where do the rest of those guys fall, and how do they prove it to you? Just doing training camp practices, which is really all they're going to get until games count.
Moving on to the running backs, this seems to be where the real value is on this team. The Cardinals seem poised to make Kenyon Drake their go-to guy, their quote-unquote bell cow, as people love to say. I'm not sure I love to say that, but we'll trot it out here. In this run-heavy attack, and that has him rocketing up draft boards, behind him are DFS legend Chase Edmonds, who won people a lot of money a couple weeks last year, and rookie Eno Benjamin, who I think makes a lot of sense for this team. Is it looking like Drake is the guy, as we all think he is? How will this room play out? And will there actually potentially be enough volume to support multiple starting running backs for fantasy in this offense?
Well, I think if you're talking about fantasy levels, I mean, I would be hesitant about getting too deep into the depth chart. I know Cliff Kingsbury said multiple times last year, you know, he wanted to, you know, get Chase Edmonds, for instance, more work behind Kenyon Drake down the stretch. But this team, if you look at their games on a game-by-game basis, it didn't matter who the main running back was, whether it was David Johnson or Chase Edmonds a couple times or Kenyon Drake. Whoever that guy was, he got all the work in the game. And they didn't break it up where they're like really using the backup much at all. Now, is that going to change this year? I guess it would depend. We talk about the pace. Is if a guy gets winded or something, could you have that work out a little bit? Possibly. But I think that they're in a position right now where Kenyon Drake's the number one guy. They really like what he did last year. And to me, barring something unforeseen, he's going to be the guy for this team. And I think they like Chase Edmonds a lot, and I don't think they're worried about if he has to go in the game. But again, judging by how they did things last year, it's just hard for me to sit here and say, oh, you know, this will be a little bit more by committee or anything like that. I just feel like Kenyon Drake's going to get his.
And you mentioned there's a potential for him to see an increased workload in the passing game as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's just what they've talked about so far. I mean, Kenyon Drake isn't the pass catcher and or receiver that David Johnson was. You know, for all David Johnson's ups and downs as a running back, literally running the ball, even last year, he was still excellent as a receiver. And Kenyon Drake's not quite that guy. You know, David Johnson was a guy you'd send out in the routes and maybe send him down the field once in a while. Kenyon Drake feels a lot more like a guy who's going to be coming out of the backfield. But, you know, if they're looking at him like, hey, we can get him into space and then get him the ball and let him be explosive, I think that's something that intrigues them a lot. And I know it's something that Kenyon Drake would like to do more of.
I think I'm all the way there on Kenyon Drake now. I think you've convinced me, Darren. I was a little bit skeptical, but now I think I'm buying in.
Okay.
Thank you. Rounding to the finish in the tight end room, I think this is probably where fantasy gamers are looking at the most barren area for points on this team, but I could be wrong. Max Williams and Dan Arnold have caught touchdowns in the past, which is about as much praise as I can give them. Will the Cardinals have a fantasy-relevant tight end in 2020?
That's a really good question. Don't know. I think Max Williams is a guy who showed himself to be solid as a two-way player in terms of catching a few passes and blocking. And I think they really liked him in that lineup where they were being so successful running the ball. And in that case, it's tough to see beyond him as the number one tight end because he gives you that ability. Now, you know, do I expect him to put up Gronk numbers? Of course not. You know, Dan Arnold's a little different of a situation. He's a former wide receiver who transitioned to tight end once he got in the NFL, came in late in the year. He flashed a practice enough that they weren't sure they were going to play him, and then they decided to put him in a couple of the games. He did make a couple of nice touchdown pass catches. His size and jumping ability does make him a guy that you would think could be effective in the red zone. Now, whether he blossoms beyond that, I don't know. I mean, again, he might have some of those talents, and we're going to kind of have to see how that plays out with how defenses look at him compared to some of their other guys. Especially when we start talking about fantasy, you're only going to have so many targets. You've got so many plays. Even if they play fast, there's only so many plays. And so now you're talking about, you know, running the ball and Kenyon Drake and maybe Chase Edmonds, and then throwing the ball, Drake maybe, and then of course the wide receivers, you know, Hopkins and Fitz and Kirk, and who knows, maybe some Isabella or Keyshawn Johnson, and then also maybe the tight end. I mean, you're only going to have so much to go around. You can't be sitting here talking about potentially having 3 1,000-yard receivers maybe, and then also are we going to have a tight end that's going to make a big impact? It just doesn't, mathematically, it just doesn't work. So when you start looking at it tight end-wise, I could see a potential surprise maybe, but as I sit here right now, I've covered this team for more than 20 years. There's been lots of times when we've come saying, oh, maybe this is the year the Cardinals upgrade their tight end production, or maybe it'll be a little bit more, and it's been over a bunch of different coaches and a bunch of different tight ends, and it never quite seems to end up that way. So I tend to get a little more skeptical, even if the optimism is there.
Well, one thing we can say about Max Williams is spelling your name with two X's is extremely, extremely cool.
Yes.
All right, we have one question left for you, and it's a toughie though. So we're going to make you put yourself out there. What's your boldest fantasy prediction for the Cardinals in 2020?
Wow. I'm going to say that Kenyon Drake is going to have another nice year for his contract drive. I think Kenyon Drake's got the ability to have 1,200 yards rushing, probably another 600 receiving, and I can see him getting 15 or 16 touchdowns. I mean, I could be wrong, but I really, really like how he fit with this offense last year, and I think having an entire offseason of virtual meetings and a training camp to understand the playbook more is going to put him in a good spot.
Well, that's going to put my Scott Fishbowl team in a very good spot, as I have Kenyon Drake. I'm loving this prediction. What was that, like 1,800 yards? Love it, Darren.
We'll see. I've also been known to make some very poor predictions before season, so we'll see how it turns out.
Well, I feel like this is one that's going to play out. We're going to put the positivity into the air. All right, Darren, you've said it all. Where can people find all your stuff?
You can find all the things I write on azcardinals.com, or you can find me on Twitter at CardsChat.
Well, thank you so much once again, and have a healthy and safe 2020.
Appreciate it.
Kenyon Drake taking my team to the Scott Fishbowl playoffs. You are not dialed in.